It's funny how little things stay in your mind. Here's something that has stayed in my mind for many, many years, a little tiny thing about the love that a mother has for her children. We were staying at some hotel sometime, probably going down to the beach or something like that, and we stayed at a hotel with a pool, and there was a mother with her toddler out by the pool, and she was watching this toddler very closely, and I was watching her. And all of a sudden, the toddler disappeared from her sight, like was behind a garbage can or something that kept her mother from being able to see her. And what struck my memory so strongly was the look of horror on the mother's face because she lost sight of her child. It was just something that I'll always remember. There wasn't enough time for me to even say, I know where your baby is, because the baby came out from behind whatever it was that was obstructing the view. But you know, some little thing like that you remember. A mother's love for her children is fierce, isn't it, ladies? It's fierce. The love that you feel from your mother is fierce. It is such a strong bond, such a strong sense of love and connection that Scripture uses it very often to compare and help us understand the relationship of Christ with the church. The mother-child relationship, this is one of the things that I remember as well. A mother can only be as happy as her saddest child. Doesn't that make sense? A mother can only be as happy as her saddest child. So we are just intricately connected to our mothers, and our mother's love is intricately connected to us. I was pondering some scripture verses to include this morning to talk about a mother's love, and here's one of them that I have pondered. It's from Isaiah 49, verses 14 through 18. Isaiah 49, and I'll just read it for you. Zion says, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." And here is the response of the Lord through Isaiah's prophecy. "Can a woman forget her baby or disown the child of her womb? Though she might forget, and I would add, for us, that is an impossibility in our minds. But the Lord says, though she might forget, I never could forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Swiftly, your children are coming. Those who ravaged and ruined you shall leave you. Look up all around, and you will see. They are assembled. They are come to you. As I live, declares the Lord." So I was pondering that this week, and just yesterday, Tim showed me something that was put together by his mother. It's called Mom, and it was something that she made for her siblings after the death of her mom. My older boys will remember that Grandma Blatz, they remember her, and I was talking to Nate. Nate remembers Grandma Blatz. And so the things that she wrote in here are exquisitely beautiful, just beautiful. And it was I just saw this yesterday, and so you will see how the verses that I pondered this week will very much relate to what she said about her own mother right after her mother passed away. So I'll read. This is Marjorie Blatz / Davis. And she's speaking about her mother. "And now, Mom, we think with remorse of some things we always intended to do, which would have given you pleasure. But we waited for the convenient time, or for the day we would have had more money, or we were just too concerned with our own affairs. But we waited too long. Age took over, and you wanted only to rest and find comfort in your bed or your chair. Suddenly it was too late for the little trip or to attend a symphony. But Mom, it is not too late to give you the greatest pleasure any mother can experience, the time when she welcomes her children, one by one, into heaven, to the place where we'll forever be together again and where we'll never grow old and there are no more tears and no more death. A place not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, which God, by his grace, or as you, Mom, would put it, God in his mercy, has prepared for us. And now, Mom, you whose sensitivity, whose sensitive nature was so tuned to the beauties of this world, how you must be thrilled with the beautiful music and sights of heaven. Now you must be praising God, even as you did just a very short time ago, when seemingly you were unaware of your surroundings and you no longer could express yourself in words. As Don, your pastor, son-in-law, prayed with you, you called out, "Praise God." I believe that at that moment, God's comforting spirit bore witness with your spirit of his presence and compelled you to express your praise. Our time on this earth is short and passes so quickly. The thin line that separates us will someday break, bringing a happy reunion which will be for eternity. What a glorious morning that will be. Watch for us. We're coming soon. Goodbye, Mom. We'll see you in the morning.